Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm really excited to welcome back our guest who has done one long show with us. Welcome back, Isaac.
Thank you, Suja.
Absolutely. So everyone, Isaac Weinberger is with Madison Specs, which is a cost segregation firm. Cost segregation is one of the ways that we supercharge the tax benefits as it relates to multifamily and other recession resilient asset classes. And you know, when you pair it with bonus depreciation, which is currently still in effect, there's a lot that you can gain and lower your tax bill for it the current year. So today, though, I want to ask Isaac about wealth building. You know, this is a show called Passive Income Unlocked, and it's all about unlocking the doors for you, the investor, to having passive income and cash flow. And you know, that also goes along with building a portfolio of assets that you're investing in, et cetera. So I want to hear from you, Isaac. What are your thoughts on how a person can think about building wealth in their life? What are some challenges that you foresee? And we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah, Suja, thank you so much again. So it's a great question. It's a great topic. And I have a lot to say on it. Try to keep it a little short. But I think that the biggest problem in today's day and age, especially with young people like me and you, is that their mindset is, I got to become rich within the first year or two of me going out there, whether it's in the real estate world, whether it's in their specific business. And due to that mindset, that leads a lot to frustration. This didn't work out. That didn't work out. I thought that was going to work out. I thought that deal was going to close. Obviously, this is really obvious, but people have to realize that the real successful people, unless they won a lottery or they inherited millions of dollars, they worked really hard the first couple of years planting seeds. You have real estate people that don't make money for the first couple of years because they're going ahead and building the right relationships, speaking to capital people, speaking to their network as a whole. And sometimes they're going ahead and giving in certain ways just to get their foot in the door. But it's all about planting seeds. I saw myself, I flew down to Austin 5 months ago to speak about cost segregation. And no one called me afterwards to talk about cost segregation. And I was a little troubled by it. I was like, hey, what's going on? A couple of weeks ago, somebody that was there called me up. She wants to do a huge project that I'm going to benefit and my company will benefit from tremendously. It's all about planting seeds and having patience. Somebody doesn't have patience and they just want to strike it rich after day one. This business is not for you, or any business is not for you, because it's not going to happen unless you're the 1% and you'll be lucky. The idea is we have to put in the hard work and slowly it will come. But I do want to add something that really changed my perspective on life. It's told over that somebody one time asked the king of Dubai, king or prince of Dubai, whatever they call him there. They said, what do you drive? He says, I drive a Mercedes decked in diamonds. It's worth billions of dollars. They asked him, what did your father drive? He said, my father drove a Range Rover decked in diamonds. What did your grandfather drive? My grandfather rode a camel. So he said over like this. He said, my grandfather rode a camel. My father rode a Range Rover. I have a Mercedes decked in diamonds. My kids will have Mercedes decked in diamonds. My grandchildren will probably drive Range Rovers, and my great-grandchildren are going to ride camels. What was the idea? He said over like this, from strong people, you make weak people. From weak people, you make strong people. People that are born, and I'm not calling out anybody that was born into a rich family. There's great people out there, but in general, people that are born, their life was handed to them on a silver spoon. Those are the people that don't have a good work ethic. They don't know how to work hard for the money. They don't know how to make money because they never hustled as a younger child. They never did anything and became innovative to try to think of different ideas of how to go ahead and succeed. So therefore, people should just know is that we're trying to build ourselves up to become wealthy and do well and live the good life like everybody else is living. But we have to realize what we're going to give over to our kids, we got to make them strong. We can't spoil them. They have to realize that if they want to have the success that hopefully we'll have, and they don't want to be like the king of Dubai's great-grandchild that's going to ride a camel again, they have to realize that you got to give your kids a good work ethic. I am very thankful that I was born into a middle-class family because that created within me that work drive, that hustleness, that work ethic that I really credit my success today to what happened 10, 15 years ago.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
I know it's such an interesting point, just to like riff on what you're saying. You know, I talk to investors all the time, and it's often the first generation immigrants who are saying, you know, I ask them like, well, what is the why behind investing for you? And a lot of times it's like, well, I don't want my kids to go through what we went through. And so they're so motivated. They have a fire in their belly and they're on a path to create wealth, right? And because it was hard for them growing up. And that's kind of what, I mean, it was kind of like that with my parents. And I thankfully, you know, I still had enough fire in my belly to have an entrepreneurial spirit. But it is such an important question. How do you, and I want to pose that to you, how do you pass on a work ethic to children these days if you're already really wealthy? And like, how do you create that fire in the belly and, you know, have them just have a meaningful life that's not just one that's been handed to them on a silver spoon?
Exactly. And that's a great question. I saw different friends of mine over the years, certain friends that came from wealthy families and certain friends that came from also wealthy families, but they acted differently. And I think it's really all up to the parents. If the parents decide that they want to go ahead and completely spoil their child, that child most probably will not know how to pick up a broom. And if he doesn't know how to pick up a broom, that means he might get lucky and just be filthy rich his whole life and it'll be good to go. But let's say something does happen, God forbid, and he goes through a rough time and he needs to figure out a way to make some money at a certain point in his life. He will not know where to turn, right, left, front, backwards. He has nowhere to turn because he has no work ethic in his being. It's not part of him. So I think it's very important for you, Suja, for me, for anybody else that has aspirations to do well, or people that are already doing well. It's very important to give your kids over. Obviously, you could treat them out to some good stuff. If somebody has some money, obviously, you could treat them out to some nice clothing, nice vacations, but to make sure that they have that in them by doing certain things. You give them certain assignments, certain chores. You don't get a maid for 24 hours a day. Hey, you got to go ahead and clean up the garage. But daddy, we have a maid to do that. But if you don't clean up the garage, John, you're never going to learn how to pick up a broom. And if you're not going to learn how to pick up a broom, you're not going to learn how to fend for yourself when you're 45 years old and something's going on. So it's definitely hard. And we want our kids to just live the golden life. But I think it's extremely important. We might think that we're doing our kids a service by feeding them everything on a silver spoon. But I think ultimately we might actually be harming them if we don't do it the right way.
For sure. Yeah. Really good point and a lot to think about there. Well, thank you so much, Isaac, for coming on the show and sharing your thoughts on wealth building and, you know, passing it on from generation to generation. I would love for you to now share with the audience how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Absolutely. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Suja, for this amazing opportunity to be on. This was incredible. the most active on LinkedIn. You can find me, Isaac Weinberger. I'm the host of Tuesday Connections every single Tuesday. I'd love to see you there. Regional manager of Madison Specs. So call me up. We can discuss anything real estate related or not real estate related. And looking forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Well, I hope you all take some time to reach out to Isaac and learn about cost segregation if you own property or if you're just a passive investor in real estate. I'm sure he could do a great job helping you understand the space and how it impacts the deals and properties that you are invested in. Thank you so much, Isaac, for coming on the show. We will see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.